today on Real Life Radio.
I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if blood is thicker than water, the Holy Spirit in our lives as believers is thicker than blood. What does that mean? There's a family in the Spirit that's stronger than the family that is of DNA blood.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Did you know that epidemics are not always physical in nature? The most widespread epidemic that has taken over the world is not found in a lab. It's found in the disparity of the soul. Loneliness has swept the earth. People are overcome with despair more than ever before. Our heart longs for relationships, but many times we look for it in all the wrong places. There's really only one thing that can satisfy the soul, and that's having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and to meet with Him on a daily basis. Now, whether you're alone in your room or in a crowded coffee shop with your phone, your laptop, and latte, you really can find comfort and peace through God's Word and with Pastor Jack's devotions. New devotions written by Pastor Jack are uploaded on a weekly basis, but previous devotions are right there for you to check out at jackhibbs.com. Easy to find at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called 1 Corinthians with a message titled Jesus Christ and His New Home, Part 2. 1 Corinthians, of course, was written by the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in Corinth. It's a study on how to stay true to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You see, in Part 1, we learned that as Christians, we are the new home of Jesus. Our bodies are now a vessel that the Holy Spirit can work through. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that when we truly seek the Lord and listen to what He tells us to do, we are more aware of how we act and hopefully choose to make wiser decisions. Now with his message called Jesus Christ and His New Home, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
You'll see it a lot in the Bible, sexual immorality. It means this: any form of aberrant or unsanctioned sexuality, adultery, incest, fornication, sexual arousal outside of marriage. Let me add this in our modern culture: sexting on your cell phone, internet porn, forms of sexual activity outside of marriage, the Bible says, is porneia. It's devastating. You say, man, God doesn't want me to have any fun. He's trying to save your life. He's trying to save your life. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Hey, listen, get married and thou gets to, and thou gets to a lot, and thou gets to have fun. You have a problem with pornea? Get married, the Bible says. Are you burning with lust? Get married. The Bible says that the Christian bed is undefiled. What does that mean? Go for it. A Christian couple following Jesus, loving Jesus Christ, a godly home, they should only stop having sex to come up for air. And, you know, go to work. You got to go to work, mow the lawn and all that stuff. I understand that. But the world has stolen this. It's our God who made us. It's the Holy Spirit who created that. And the Bible warns us, you are the temple of the living God. And the Bible in another place says that you better stop goofing off, because if a man joins himself to a woman outside of marriage, listen to this, it says he's joining Christ to that person. That's a sick thought, and yet it's a Bible thought. You are owned and possessed by the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse, am I yelling? I'm so excited about being dwelt by the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? You remember, is it Cabbage Patch Dolls or Teddy Ruxpin? Who's Teddy? No. Who's the one that had the little logo on the rear end? Cabbage Patch Dolls. Ugly, ugly things. Little ball-headed things. But you know what? To see if you had a real one, you had to pull down the little thing there and look on the cheek. And it was a stamp, and it was, because remember they were making knockoffs? Sealed. Sealed by Mattel or whoever made them. You, the believer, Cabbage Patch believer, sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1 and 2 says. But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident. And by the way, these works pay dividends. And here's what they are. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, that's all sexual immorality. Idolatry, sorcery, that's drug use, things that alter your mind. He goes on. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, that's orgy parties, and the like, of which I told you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, man, what a party pooper. God's trying to protect your life.
Amen.
In the New Living Translation, which I don't usually use, but 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, it's a powerful representation of it. The Bible says there, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Now, when you go to work tomorrow, you are going to go to work with unbelievers. You're supposed to be a witness to them. But don't become a team member in the sense of don't marry them. Things like that where there's a bonding. Don't team up with unbelievers. How can goodness be a partner with wickedness, says the Bible? How can light live with darkness? They're mutually exclusive. What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God, and God has said, I will live in them and walk among them. Is that not awesome? He'll walk among you in life. Thirdly, under this point, your body is the holy house of God, and he, the Lord, is a renovator to his house. He renovates us. I think that's cool. I love seeing people, please understand this correctly. I love seeing people that are now Christians who once lived a, what I'll say, a gnarly life. You know what gnarly means? It's an old ancient word. Gnarly means they lived a rough life. They're kind of scarred up and all wrinkled up and kind of all hunched up, and you see this guy walking, he walks by and you go, man, that guy, sheesh. It's like some big Harley guy. You can hear the spurs. And then he opens his mouth. Hey, praise the Lord, brother, how you doing? It's like, what? I love that. You know what, man? The Lord has renovated a life. Have you noticed when you meet Christians, wherever you're at in the world, if you don't know they're a Christian and you might be looking at the guy and you're wondering, man, that guy looks like a weirdo. And then he says something or somehow it comes out that he's a believer and you talk to him for 10 minutes and he's the sweetest guy in the world. Don't you love that? You better love that because that same person's thinking the same thing about you. He renovates. Verse 17 says, for the temple of God is holy. The word means separated from the things of the world. God has taken you out of this world. He's renovated you. Listen, and he put you back in the game. It's like an Indy car going around that course for 500 miles. Something goes wrong. Something's haywire. The guy pulls into the pits. They get him all fixed up and send him right back out. The guy wins the race. What's going on? The Holy Spirit renovates your life. Please hear me loud and clear. Don't stop cussing to come to Christ. If you're sleeping with Bubbles or Rocky, don't stop that to come to Christ. Listen, hear me out. If you're a bank robber, don't stop that to come to Christ. Why? Do you know why I'm saying this?
Yes.
You'll never stop bank robbing, you'll never stop being with Bubbles, and you'll never stop whatever the first thing was I said. You've got to come to Christ, and then he takes Bubbles out of your life. Then he takes bank robbery out of your life or whatever it is. Don't clean yourself up and come to Christ. You can't do it. He renovates you. Remember that old program? I don't even know if it's on anymore. This Old House with Bob Vila. And he would go to this old dump of a home and you'd go, man, who wants that piece of junk? And then by the time he's done with it, you want to move in. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Chuck Smith, I don't know if you know this about him. He loves to renovate things. And I'll tell you a little secret about him. I've seen some of his renovations. Model T pickup truck. Old 1947 Cadillac. Buys a piece of junk. It's all rusted through. No wheels on it. No engine. And that's one of his things that he finds relaxing. Is just getting it all fixed up again. Restoration. That's what God does in your life. He renovates you. He restores you back to life. Don't you think in this world, if we can put defibrillators on someone's chest and bring them back, or to give them mouth to mouth and resuscitate them, don't you think the Holy Spirit can do that in the life of any sinner? Well, I'm here to tell you, he did it in my life. He renovates. Colossians 1 verse 27 says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. That's us, non-Jews. Which is, here it is, look at this, look at that verse. Oh no, look. This mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. That's what makes the hope of glory. Oh man, the Holy Spirit is in my life. And you say, I thought you said it's Christ. Yes, that's how he dwells in me. God is one. What amazing news this is. You see why, if you give this message to kids and broken people, they don't have to worry about self-esteem. I don't need to hear one CD on self-esteem. You know why? Because God's nuts about me. I didn't ask him to be nuts about me. He can't take his eyes off me. He loves me so much. I'm done arguing with him about it. I'm just going to believe him and enjoy it. And when somebody comes up and says, boo, say, hey, man, whatever. I'm the disciple whom Jesus loved. And so are you. And you and you and you, right? He renovates us. That word mystery is something that has been concealed. It's not that you can't know it. In Colossians 1:27, it's something that has been concealed and then revealed. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. By the way, that's priestly talk of the Old Testament. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. You're not outside, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's temple talk. That's talk of the temple. In whom the whole building, temple talk, being fit together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. A true Christian is possessed by the Holy Spirit of God. And what happens is that there's a practical life lived out in this world that displays that fact. Revelation 19, verse 8. The Bible says to the church, to the bride of Christ, unto her it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. How does that happen? By the Holy Spirit. Point number two, verses 18 to 20. Your body is a wise house. A wise house. Your body, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Listen, everybody. We undercut our victory so often. Because the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are a wise house. Your body is a wise house. And listen to this. God's children make good decisions. Did you hear that? You don't have to keep making stupid decisions. Slow down. Stop. Well, you know, if you don't buy that car this afternoon, it's going to be gone. I got five people coming to go buy it. Well, let them go buy it then. The moment the Christian's backed into a corner by the world to pressure you, back away. Trust God. Wait on the Lord. Don't make the decision if you don't know what to do. Wait. I don't know what to do. Pastor, I just don't know what to... Then wait, be still, and know that he is God. Don't do it. But you know what? If I don't, I'll miss my flight. If I don't, I'll just miss that deal. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, I may be ugly, but I've learned to not be stupid. I've had to learn to not be stupid. I was born stupid. You do what you want. You do what you feel. You do what all your friends are doing. You do what, hey, listen, wait, wait on the Lord.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And here's the cool thing. Number one, if you're sincerely seeking God, you can never outwait him. He won't let it happen. He'll cause the sun to stand still if he has to. The second thing is, you won't make a mistake. And here's the fun part. Church family, listen. Everybody, including your mama, is going to accuse you of making a mistake if you don't make the decision that they want you to make. If you wait on God and you make the decision based upon the Bible, what God has told you to do, by the way, there'll always be a verse to back up firmly, truly, accurately what God's told you to do. And your best of friends or your most loving family members will come along and say, why in the world are you doing that? And you can tell them, listen, I don't expect you to understand, but the Lord showed me this verse. I'd been praying, and this is the route that we're going to take. This is the path we're going to pursue. This is the place I'm going to hold my ground. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if blood is thicker than water, the Holy Spirit in our lives as believers is thicker than blood. What does that mean? There's a family in the Spirit that's stronger than the family that is of DNA blood. And when we know what we're standing upon, even though we may not at times understand it, I don't know why I'm doing this other than God said to do this. He's given me these scriptures and I even disagree with God, but I'm going to obey him. You know, Abraham lived like that. Abraham didn't agree, but he obeyed. That's a tremendous way to live. He says, let no one deceive himself. In verse 18, the Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, the children of God. That word led by the Spirit, by the way, means to go with him, to hold his hand. Is that not a sweet picture? Are you guys awake? God, imagine in your life right now, Father, I don't know what to do. Should I take this job or that job? You say, Pastor, I just wish I had a job. If you're a Christian, pray for God to give you a job. Guess what he's going to do? You're not going to get one job offer. I promise you that. You will not get one job offer. Because you're a child of God, you're going to say, God, I need a job. Give me a job. And he'll give you two or three offers at the same time. Oh, now, great God. What am I now? Well, what do I do? And he says, it's so good to hear from you. Let's talk some more. This is great. And he'll lead you. He'll lead you along. Can you imagine from this moment on, if you truly just calm down and slow down and see a ginormous hand come out of the heavens and grab your hand and say, I want to lead you right here. I have to tell you something. Every mistake I've made is because I took my own hand and agreed with myself that I was the smartest thing on the planet. And the great thing about getting older is you just slow down and say, Lord, after you. Oh, man. Young people today, listen. Learn it now. Spare yourself some grief. Lord, I'll follow you. Thank you very much. And when he goes, you go. And it's awesome. I mean, he'll be like a offensive guard on whatever team is good. Wisdom, knowledge. Today, the world says science. I'm offended by that, to be honest with you. My God invented science, but the world calls science and knowledge and wisdom is stupid, ridiculously crazy. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, the Old King James Version is most excellent on this. And it says, "O Timothy," Paul says to him, "keep that which is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings." Wow. I could write a book on that right there. "And oppositions of science, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the truth." Is that not a verse for this age? Oh, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. Why? Oh, science says so. Where? It just says so. Science means facts. And anybody who has had science in here, it's not only facts. What do you have to do regarding the claim that it's scientific? Yes, it's repeatable. You do it over and over again. That's how you know. It's amazing. Making good decisions. Make one decision after another for the Lord, with the Lord, in the Lord, and you'll get into a groove. You'll get into a path with Him. Human beings apart from God cannot understand the things of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." The Bible says this in verses 18 to 20, "His children walk in wisdom. If anyone among you seems to be wise," listen to Paul, "seems to be wise in this age." Don't we have a bunch of people running around saying, "I'm wise"? "Let him become a fool, that he may become wise." In other words, break away from human wisdom and get the wisdom of God. "For the wisdom of this world's foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness." Isn't that great? Somebody's spouting their mouth off about how they know everything about it, and God's going, "Oh yeah, watch this." It's great. And again, he says, "The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they're futile." Why? Because worldly wisdom's a joke. Well, everybody's doing it. Luke 7:35 is one of the most least quoted verses in all of the Bible. We need it today in our 21st culture. "But wisdom is justified by all her children." Do you know what that verse means? Where wisdom is leading and guiding in the life of a believer, the decisions they make will back up the fact that they were led by God. Just wait and see. Well, why'd they do that? And why this? And how come this? And just wait and see. It's beautiful. Romans 12:16 says, "Do not be wise in your own opinion." J. Vernon McGee says this regarding that verse: "If you're impressed with you, watch out for you." That's awesome. James 1:5 says, "If any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach." Isn't that great? You want wisdom? Do you need wisdom? Who should you marry? What should you do? What school should you go to, if any? God, show me the way.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called "Jesus Christ and His New Home, Part 2. Thanks for being with us today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called 1 Corinthians, a series on the Corinthian church and the Apostle Paul's bold call for purity. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So, Pastor Jack, we are very excited to have your new book, Living in the Days of Deception, available wherever books are sold. Isn't that great? But from what I understand, you've got something special if you order through jackhibbs.com.
Well, Davey, that's exactly right. You can get this book wherever books are sold, and we're so grateful for all of that. However, listen, this is pretty cool. There's been an agreement made where, while supplies last, if you get your copy through jackhibbs.com, and only at jackhibbs.com, you're going to get also 4 episodes where I present in video form arguments and context from the book that is feature bonus. And again, we have 4 installments of that, and we think that you're going to enjoy that. It kind of allow the book to come up off the page, but Again, you can get it wherever books are sold, but for limited time only, jackgibbs.com, there's exclusive bonus content there for you.
Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/days. That's D-A-Z-E, days, jackhibbs.com/D-A-Z-E.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace. But daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.